This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries at Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in-situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. Prime Minister Modi will also inaugurate two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Centre at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. Besides, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Central Board of Secondary Education's Integrated Office Complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University, worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura in Najafgarh. In a social media post today, Prime Minister Modi said the wide range of development works will boost the ease of living for the people of Delhi. He added that these endeavours reflect the government's unwavering commitment to nurture future generations by empowering them with knowledge, innovation and opportunities. President Draupadi Murmu attended an event commemorating the Golden Jubilee celebration of Nimhans in Bengaluru. On the occasion, the president inaugurated a new psychiatry block, central laboratory complex and hostel building. She will be dedicating to the nation the advanced 3T MRI scanner and DSA machine. Later in the day, the president will also inaugurate a state-of-the-art cancer hospital in Belagavi in North Karnataka. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off and dedicated and inaugurated several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, along with other dignitaries, are present on the occasion. The Union Minister will flag off three trains, Guwahati, New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, and New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Neharlagoon Express, and dedicate a road overbridge. He will inaugurate a 10-kilowatt FM transmitter at Akashwani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the Urs of Khwaja Mohinuddin Chishti. He wished for happiness and peace in everyone's lives. Mr. Modi has also presented a chadar to Minorities Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, which will be offered on his behalf at Ajmer Sharif Dargah on the Urs. Meanwhile, Mr. Rijiju today visited the Nizamuddin Aulia Dargah in Delhi and offered a chadar. The birth anniversary of a great social reformer and educationist, Savitribai Phule, is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the great social reformer on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said she was a beacon of women's empowerment and a pioneer in the field of education and social reform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tribute to Rani Velu Nachiyar on her birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remarked that Rani Velu Nachiyar showed unparalleled valour and strategic brilliance in her fight against colonial rule. Former Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla was sworn in as the Governor of Manipur today at a ceremony held in the Darbar Hall of Raj Bhavan. The oath was administered by Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, D. Krishnakumar. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, Speaker Thokchom Satyabrata, Cabinet Ministers, MLAs and officials attended the swearing-in ceremony. Four people lost their lives and three others were critically injured in a road accident on the Mumbai-Goa highway in Raigarh today. The tragic mishap occurred when a towing vehicle rammed into a car that was parked on the side of the road. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog in northern, eastern and central parts of India for the next 2 to 3 days. Dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility, leading to disruption in the flight and train services in the national capital. South Korean investigators have called off an attempt to arrest suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol after a 6-hour standoff with the security team outside his home today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.